This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As the DJV program continues, I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones, Victoria Keevan. Let's see if I did this alphabetically. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. J comes before K, but K came before J in terms of longevity here. So, Victoria Keevan, you get the call.
You called me Miss Jones.
Miss Jones. All right. Kara Schillen, Ms. Schillen is here. Mr. Steffen, at your service and on your side. We have two essential tasks here, to be good persons and to pursue an occupation that you enjoy. All of us, I think, have found that, and hopefully you hear that in our voices as we go through issues of the day, talk about our values, reflect on some of your values. You can follow us on Twitter, you know, at DJB Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. What do we have on Twitter for you, Victoria Jones, Miss Jones?
Victoria Jones, D.C.
D.C., Victoria. So it's at Victoria Jones, D.C.
Yes.
All right, there we go. The caravan of migrants that are moving through Mexico, into Mexico City, as a matter of fact. What's the impact of the election? As we still will be talking about the impact of the election for another week or so, I'm sure. So how do we see these are two things that sort of now collide, the political realities in our country. How much of an impact, maybe a better way of me asking the question is, how much of an impact do we think people being elected to various positions, how much of an impact is immigration, the present problem with the migrants, or soon to be a problem, soldiers on the border? How much of that drove election results? What do we think about that? Either Victoria Keelan, I know you are slated to have started the hour with a story, but I just am thinking about this, and I thought we ought to address it if we can.
Well, I don't really know. I'm not on a border state, so I really couldn't speak to that. If I lived in a border state where it's right there in your backyard, that may have been more, of a pressing issue.
So for you, it wasn't.
For me, it had nothing to do. Honestly, it had nothing to do with how I voted. Yeah.
So Victoria Jones, did the immigration problem have anything to do with the way you voted? Or anybody you know.
I don't know whether it was the immigration problem, but I think what President Trump said about immigration, which I think is a different thing, definitely had something to do with the way that people voted. I think it impacted the way people voted for him, and in some cases impacted the way people voted against him. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting, in some of the exit polling, for many, many voters, particularly those who were not going to vote for President Trump, their issues were not immigration. In fact, it was like 2 out of 10. But healthcare, access to healthcare, pre-existing conditions.
Yep.
This was a very, very, very driving issue for voters, particularly for Democratic voters and for independent, maybe leaning Democratic voters, or even Republican, independent Republican leaning, who are now Democratic leaning voters. They are very worried about healthcare. But for Trump voters, immigration, what President Trump said about the caravan, which was not necessarily what's actually going on with the caravan. It doesn't matter whether it was or wasn't. That drove those voters to the polls.
And I'd love to know what health insurance those voters have, because obviously they're not concerned, and I guess none of them have pre-existing conditions. And the list of pre-existing conditions is pretty comprehensive. If you think, oh, well, I don't have cancer, okay, well, go check out what the real list of pre-existing conditions are. And most likely, if you don't have something, then you know someone directly related to you who does.
Yeah.
So it was, to me, that was a very foolish thing. If you're just voting on Trump's rhetoric about immigration and the border wall, you're really missing the boat. And, you know, down the road, we're going to end up paying for you when you cry out, oh, I've had a pre-existing condition I didn't know about. That's, to me, that's a foolish way to vote.
I think there are other people who have on their minds that we're going to end up paying for health care for illegal immigrants, and that becomes a sidebar conversation. I wonder how much...
distraction, but this, you're right. That is definitely a way to divert that.
The election of Ron DeSantis in Florida, I wonder how much, because the immigrant problem, even though it's not a border state per se, is a big problem, whether real or imagined, it becomes a lot of the lot of the discussion. I know we have half a dozen stations in Florida, and I'm thinking people they listen to me right now are thinking, yeah, that's right. I wonder if that did have any impact on DeSantis and other Republicans who won, or Democrats, one way or another. I know the Beto O'Rourke thing with Cruz, there was a lot of discussion about immigration in that campaign, wasn't there?
There was, but there were also some things that were said, including lies, such as that Beto O'Rourke was bringing immigrants over the border. I mean, there were some extraordinary...
It was all exaggeration on both sides,
Victoria. That's not an exaggeration, that's a lie. That there's a difference. I mean, you know, there are exaggerations on both sides, always in campaigns, that's how we do it. But sometimes...
Well, there are lies in campaigns, too.
But sometimes there are deliberate lies being placed... by campaigns, and this happened a lot in this campaign. I think the Florida campaign was very interesting, and I think Gillum messed up his own chances to some extent, because he is undergoing an investigation, a federal investigation, Andrew Gillum, and he kept rebuffing the media, the mainstream media, not fringe media or anybody, you know, like somebody just standing there with an iPhone who just got out of bed one day and said, oh, I think I'm going to become a member of the media. We're talking about all kinds of people asking him, so what about this FBI investigation? He refused to answer mainstream media questions about this FBI investigation. And basically, that was a gift also to the Republican, and also I think raised questions for many people who might have been leaning Democratic, who would then say, he looks a bit chancy, he looks a bit iffy, I don't know about this guy. And if you don't answer questions, you do look a bit iffy.
Mm-hmm. Also, in Florida, the voters approved a constitutional amendment to restore voting rights to people who have felony convictions. Once they're done in jail, once they've paid their debt to society, this is a very interesting right to vote issue that will probably have legs in other states, because there are a lot of cons, ex-cons in Florida. And it has been the case right along. I think federally, if you're a felon, you can't vote.
Right. And so, a lot of white-collar cons in Florida, because you know, there's a no-income tax state, and there's a lot of...
Right.
That Florida tends to be where a lot of white-collar criminals end up. So, it raises a good question. Should someone, and we use Bernie Madoff as an example because he's so universally known, should he be allowed to have his power to vote back when he gets out of jail? I don't know. I think it's a really, it's a worthwhile debate.
First of all, they shouldn't be in jail, so we beg the question at the beginning of the question, not just through the question. 15 past the hour on the DJV program.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site, with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's. You get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Can you get from North America to Europe on mustard seed? Wait, what? Well, a recent United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Zurich was partially propelled by a biofuel created by a Quebec company aiming to clean up the skies. Agrisoma Biosciences is the company behind the biofuel, which is made from Carinata mustard, designed specifically for the aviation industry. 30% of the jet fuel was replaced by the biofuel, meaning the jet cut its greenhouse gases by one-third. Previously, 10% was the highest level of biofuel used on a commercial flight. Carinata mustard can grow in difficult conditions and on land that's not meant for crops. So unlike ethanol, cultivation is at the expense of food. The goal? To hit 50% of the fuel on commercial flights worldwide. More at agrisoma.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jay, and Victoria.
Yes! Jennifer not here, Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour on the DJV program. We're just kind of hashing through some more of the election results. Mitt Romney, and a political comeback that surprised nobody because he's a Mormon, and he ran for the Senate in Utah, his home state, after he'd been governor here in Massachusetts, lived here for a while. And he won handily. There was no real contest there. This guy, Steve King, from Iowa, seems to be fairly transparent in his views. I think it's something, whether it's overdone, is he a white supremacist? He certainly, you know, what is it, the old, if it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck, it's probably a duck. And King sort of fits into that. He's, if nothing else, he's a bigot. And so is there a place for that? Apparently the voters in his district think so. And so what's the reference to queer? The Rainbow Coalition, people who are not, I don't even understand that reference anymore. I thought it was long gone.
Queer is actually how young LGBTQ people identify themselves. That's how they choose to identify themselves. Yeah.
Oh, when did that start? I must have missed that day in school, Victoria. I don't. Because it always was
ago.
A bad. When did it become politically acceptable to refer to somebody who is queer as being queer?
I first probably started hearing it more and more, I would guess, about 10 years ago.
Really?
I think it was just a matter of LGBT, and there was no Q or I at the time, so it was just LGBT. I think people who fell into that category maybe felt like they could take ownership of something that was once derogatory. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also, instead of saying gay, some people don't like to say gay because if they're not gay, they're bisexual or whatever. So queer kind of was more all-encompassing, and I think that's kind of probably how it started.
All right. Well, that's a good explanation. Thank you. Got it now. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it, but I get the explanation. 21 past the hour, DJV time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
About strawberry peel, you know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go, where everything grows. Look into the paper tulip, see how the other half is. Look into a glass onion.
So typically, a Beatles tune like this, you can certainly tell it's the Beatles. This song, Glass Onion, has been around and was never a huge big hit, but it was something that people listened to and got something out of. Now there's a new version, actually a couple of new versions of Glass Onion, celebrating the White Album anniversary. The folks who are producing Beatles stuff these days, I imagine McCartney and Starr have something to do with what goes into these things, shared two previously unreleased versions of Glass Onion. The song appeared in the White Album in November of 1968. And then back in September, the Beatles confirmed the White Album would be re-released to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Ahead of the re-release, the demo version and session recording of Glass Onion have been shared. So we're listening. We started out with the session version. This is the demo version, right, Karen?
No, that was the original that we listened to, and then this is the demo version. Okay.
Don't like it.
I love
Anybody
it.
Anybody like it?
Yeah, I think without all the extra stuff, it's cool to hear them so stripped down.
Uh-huh. But maybe that makes me, I don't know if I'm a purist or what I am with the...
Well, a purist would make you like this more, so you're not a purist.
Yeah,
you like all the...
I like the instrumentation. I like the production values that are in a lot of these songs. So anyway, crank this up for a second, Carrie. So, the remix of the White Album, according to McCartney, who wrote the introduction for the new White Album, he says, quote, "We tried to bring you as close as possible to the Beatles in the studio." Then he said, one of the producers, we peel back the layers of the Glass Onion with the hopes of immersing old and new listeners into one of the most diverse and inspiring albums ever made.
No,
I never thought about it that way, actually.
I never thought about it. I don't think I thought about it using those words. Inspiring, maybe. Diverse. No, I never thought about it that way. So the
well, I think clearly it sounds like from the tone of your voice, this is not a favorite Beatles album for you.
No,
you
never
don't
was.
Like the White Album. It's,
no,
yeah.
I never did. But it, you guys probably do. I think Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones, you both sound like you like this. You like the album?
I'm a huge Sgt. Pepper's fan, so but I love the White Album too, yeah.
What'd you say, VK?
I think it's one of the best albums ever made.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. All right. Some other.
Doug likes the cheesier stuff, Victoria.
I like the stuff from 1963 and 64.
Yeah. I want to hold your hand.
Your hand.
That's fantastic.
Exactly.
That stuff
please,
is fantastic
please me.
Stuff.
Yeah. Other Beatles news. McCartney has announced the super deluxe reissues of the Paul McCartney and Wings albums, both Wildlife and Red Rose Speedway coming out. Reissues are part of his critically acclaimed and multiple Grammy Award-winning archive collection, which is also seeing the re-release of Wings, Venus, and Mars, and At the Speed of Sound. So lots of Beatles stuff to consider. By the way, the reissue of the White Album is available next week, I think. No, it's available Friday. With the pre-orders, I guess you can go order
it
now.
It's a very cool set, too. If you are a fan of the White Album, there's a lot of really great stuff in this reissue for collectors, for sure. Yeah.
Now, I'm an early Beatles fan, and not necessarily a later Beatles fan. But to each his own, as they say. 28 past the hour on the DJV radio program.
Broken wings and learn to fly all your life.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Thousand Oaks, California, where there's been a mass shooting at a country and western bar frequented by college students. Authorities say at least 11 people were shot, and that includes one deputy. A Ventura County Sheriff's Office spokesman says,
when deputies arrived on scene, they responded to the shots fired call. When they got here, they were still hearing those shots, and they responded to neutralize that.
That official saying of the shooter that he's been contained inside the bar, but no further details available. Attorney General Jeff Sessions leaving the Trump administration, resigning at the request of President Trump a day after Democrats regained control of the U.S. House in the midterm elections. Trump saying on Twitter, Sessions Chief of Staff Matthew Whitaker is taking over as acting AG. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Almost 35 past the hour, DJV time. The Doug Stephan portion of the program comes from me. Victoria Keelan, also now known as VK, is here. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. DJ, Kara Schillen at the controls. All right, now I've identified everybody. We have a focus on people. People in the news. The French are concerned about their president, Emmanuel Macron. That's the way to pronounce it. Macron.
Sounds good.
They arrested six people in connection to a plot that was aimed at attacking him. According to the French, one woman and five men taken into custody in three separate regions. Specific details about these suspects and the plot have not been released. That's probably a good idea, isn't it? Why would you want to tell everybody, okay, right, Here's how you can get the president.
Here's how they almost succeeded.
Yeah. So anyway, he was touring battlefields in northern France. It's the 100th anniversary of the agreement to end World War I, thus Armistice Day, which
is next Monday, November the 11th, 12th. It's normally the 11th, but we'll celebrate, I think, on Monday, right? Monday, the official holiday, another federal holiday. We'll be here during the radio program live, as usual on most holidays. Anyway, back to this whole business, Armistice Day. He was targeted last year. I didn't know that. Somebody who planned to assassinate him on Bastille Day. Is he, what kind of flavor does he have at the moment with, he and Trump seem to have a fairly good relationship. It's on again, off again.
Macron is polling badly. And in fact, interesting, in the European Parliament elections, it's looking like the right, the French right, are going to do rather well. So, he's not doing so well. It's interesting that in this particular bomb plot, according to the French Interior Ministry, the suspects are linked to far right-wing political interests. So this is not what people might have first jumped to the conclusion about, but it's far right-wing political interests is what they're thinking at this time.
Other people in the news, Idris Elba. How many people know that name?
Oh, so close. Idris Elba.
Him too.
He's the most gorgeous man in the world, Doug. May I just tell you that?
Sexiest man alive, according to People Magazine.
People Magazine, yeah.
They're not wrong.
Now, you think he's hot?
They picked Blake Shelton last year, and I've got to disagree with Jen. He's definitely not the sexiest man in the world. But Idris Elba, I 100% agree. He is beautiful.
All right. People Magazine started doing this in 1985. And anybody know who the first male named sexiest man alive was? Somebody still around today, very prominent. Anybody remember?
1985.
Doug Steffen?
No, it was. I was close, though.
You were close. You were third.
I was close.
Go on.
Yeah.
Who was big in 85? I would guess maybe like Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Or somebody?
Nope.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was
really?
Mel Gibson. Yep.
I did not know that. Okay, cool.
He was 29 years old at the time. Idris, you pronounce it Idris? I know it's
Idris. Idris.
He's 46. Been a lot. He's been very visible in the last, two, three, 4 years. Quite a good actor. Been a lot of good movies.
He's an excellent actor.
Well, quite good and excellent could be one and the same. Thank you very much. He's an excellent actor. Okay.
I'm a bit of a fan here, Doug.
I got that. I can hear that. Yes, I got that. Yeah. I got it. All right, so speaking of quite a good actor or actress, Olivia Spencer, in the news today because she's asked
Octavia Spencer.
Who's, what'd I say?
Olivia. I don't know who Olivia Spencer is, but Octavia Spencer is in the news.
That's her cousin. I got this from her cousin, actually.
Got it. Confused. Oh, okay.
Octavia Spencer has asked Mark Wahlberg to help her get in shape, according to, he's been in a movie with her. It's called Instant Family.
That's
He's
their new movie,
to,
yeah.
Yeah. Help her transform her body. There is a training partnership. He's usually known for being in pretty good shape, works out a lot. And the results, apparently, of them working together starting to show up. Spencer has been documenting her workouts on Instagram, and she credits Mark and his workouts and line of supplements. I didn't even know he had a line of supplements. Anybody
I didn't either.
Wahlberg had supplements? I didn't know that.
Did not know it. It's apparently called Performance Inspired is the name of the company. And,
really?
Most of it is for, because he's pretty ripped. So most of it is for putting on muscle weight. But I guess they have a few things that would aid with weight loss. And I guess she's been taking those and talking about it on Instagram. I love her. She's so fun and she's just so cute.
Yeah.
And she's been, she's just so open and honest about everything. And I follow her on Instagram and it's really sweet to see the two of them working out together. It's like you never expect
that. At 4 o'clock in the morning.
At 4 a.m. Yep. Yeah. And it's very, very cute.
Well, it's cool because it seems like she's inspired her whole crew on like every set that she's on, because I was going through her Instagram because I wanted to see what the videos were like. And she's got like 15 people there all doing push-ups and planks and all kinds of stuff in between all their breaks on movies, which is pretty cool.
That's a good way to spend your time.
It's very inspiring.
Yeah, it is. There are a few actors and actresses. The Rock is another one who gets up at 4 o'clock every morning. And then he, by the way, The Rock sleeps in his own bed pretty much every night, no matter where he's shooting a movie. If he's in with, he's got his own plane. He goes home, stays, gets up at 4 o'clock, does his workout, gets on a plane, and goes to wherever the set is. if it's within a couple of hours. I think that's kind of interesting.
Wow.
Wahlberg has done the same thing. He's got his own plane, and he goes around wherever his family, wherever he's shooting. He likes to be home with his family, apparently. And after he does his 4 a.m. workout, he goes to the nearest Catholic church every day. Do you know that, Wahlberg?
I knew he was very religious, yeah, but I didn't know every day.
And listening to some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth in some of these movies, what's the penance for that?
One I was going to say he's obviously spending most of his time in the confessional.
Well, in the confessional, right. All right, let's see another person in the news today. Food Network star Reed Drummond. Now, you may have to take over for me on this one, ladies, because I'm not as
the Pioneer Woman. I don't know. I know you don't watch the Food Network, but she is very well known on the Food Network as the Pioneer Woman.
And why is she known as the Pioneer Woman?
That's just what her name is. It's like the Barefoot Contessa. She's the Pioneer Woman.
She's not cooking food that was popular back in the early days of the West.
It's more like, you know, a Southern homestyle kind of cooking. She's big into bacon and, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's home style. It's scratch. It's in your kitchen. There's a sense it's stuff you can do.
Right.
You know, it's not quite so much like the Barefoot Contessa, who I watch and I enjoy. But it's like, there's no way I'm ever going to make that. I'm never going to make that. But with the Pioneer Woman, it's like,
it's very accessible.
I should give that a try. Yeah, yes. I could do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Now
well,
I know
the story,
something.
Though, let's not bury the lead. The story, though,
oh,
is that she's a new
you know
line
I love
of food.
To bury the lead.
Oh,
let's
I know
bury
you do.
The lead.
You are Mr. Shovel. I'm just going to buy you a golden shovel for Christmas this year because you just love burying the lead.
All right. So what's the lead?
The lead story on the Pioneer Woman is that she has a new line of ready-made foods at Walmart, and everything is the most expensive item is only $7. So that is part of her brand of accessibility, like Victoria Jones just said. It's the home style stuff. She freely admits that when she has people over, she does a mix of homemade stuff and store bought things. So it's kind of like very in keeping with her brand and her fans. People love that show. So I think this is probably a good move for her. It's at Walmart, I think, starting this week.
All right. Another name in the news is Alkyed Ullah, A-K-A-Y-E-D. VJ will correct me on this because she's good at correcting me on my pronunciation. Convicted of terrorism in New York this week. Set off a pipe bomb. Remember that last year at the subway station?
Yeah.
Rush hour? Here's another one of these stories about immigrants. I'm not sure whether he was legal or illegal. Anybody know? He said he was angry at Trump when he set off the bomb. If everybody who's angry at Trump sets off a bomb, we blow up the whole country. Anyway,
that's one bomb. Of course, we've had multiple bombs sent by appears to be a Trump supporter. So bombs do appear to be rather.
What is happening with that, by the way? What more can you add to that, Vijay? This was a story a couple of weeks ago. What, there are 8 bombs, I think, that were sent to various Democratic.
No, more than that.
Were there more than that?
He's been denied bail. And the case is slowly moving, will now slowly move forward.
Yeah. By the way, this guy, Ullah, said he only intended to kill himself. And actually, he didn't kill himself, and nobody else died in that thing as well. But
that was the really? Port Authority one, right? That didn't really go off, or it smoked a little bit but didn't go off. Is that that one? There's so many, but that was one, right?
This was beneath Times Square and the Port Authority bus terminal.
Right, the 42nd Street. Yeah,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 46 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV program.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple more people items here. No surprise, they're having a hard time finding jurors in the El Chapo case because everybody who shows up, the El Chapo people get to him and they threaten to kill him if they go on the jury. So panelists fearing for their lives have decided that they may not be well invested in doing this. I thought that was kind of interesting. Kim Davis.
We'll put your finger in the socket for you.
Yes, right, exactly. Kim Davis, remember her? She made the headlines a couple of years ago. She refused to issue a marriage license to a gay couple. She lost her re-election bid as things continue to unfold as a result of the election. Missouri voters approving a minimum wage. This was a surprise, frankly, in that state. The minimum wage in Missouri now after the vote, well, it'd take a few years to get there. It will be $12 an hour. I thought that that issue has taken hold and is resonating, and it seems even in states that you wouldn't think this would be successful, it has become successful. Whether that's an acknowledgement that red and blue both have minimum wage workers belonging to either party. That's part of it anyway. 10 minutes before the hour, this is the DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Diesel tank is all warmed up, ready to go. I'm Doug Steffen. This is American Family Farmer. There are three portions to this program as we get together every week. My reviewing some of the news of the week and how it's affected you as a farmer. The election, a lot of farmers still stuck with Trump and the people that he supported. I know it's the choices are so bad now, it's very difficult for me to frankly get excited about any of these people because they just don't get what's going on the farm. They just don't get it. Farmers, you know, I understand choosing Trump in the midterms. I understand choosing him 2 years ago. Maybe you'll choose him again. I do not think that they have done right by the American family farmer by any stretch of the imagination, but they're better than the alternative, and that's really saying something horrible. People in the disconnect from our farms in this country is a very dangerous situation. I'm going to give you another example of how that has presented itself right after this.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. That's 800-917-1316.
All right, so here's the government getting involved in everybody's face again. There are new requirements of livestock haulers, people who are hauling not only livestock but other produce, fish even being brought to market, bees being transported. The industry is being attacked by the Department of Transportation. So there's been a petition floated to the DOT from farmers for an exemption from certain requirements for haulers of livestock and produce, so that the implementation of fatigue management practices, I understand why we have to be careful about this sort of thing. Current rules limit drive time to 11 hours, on-duty hours to 14. The organization is requesting that livestock haulers be given 15 hours and 16-hour on-duty periods, and then a 10-hour rest period, and then you go out and get to work again. I don't think that's unreasonable, frankly. I think the government involved in our lives is becoming ridiculously unreasonable in every facet of it. There's just too damn much government. And so it's reflected in a lot of the things. I keep talking, folks keep wanting me to zero in. When you contact me, send me a note if you want, doug@dougstefan.com, or on Twitter at Doug Steffan. I started this program 4 or 5 years ago, and I didn't really spend much time talking about my end of it, which is dairy. Now, I have gotten a lot of support. My friends in the National Farmers Union keep telling me, why don't you talk more about dairy? It's better. I think it may be preaching to the choir, at least I thought it was to a point, talking to farmers about what they know is a problem. One of the problems is, as we look at, I'm taking New York State here as an example. In the past 10 years, 1,600 dairy farms have gone out of business in New York State alone. And farmers will tell you, when they go, they take, you know, the grazing land, the hay land, land that's best suited for that practice and helpful for wildlife species. It's just, they're dying because of bad policy. And another thing is kind of focused here. The word milk being associated with stuff that isn't from a mammary gland. I said that on a television program a year or so ago, and now I see other people using the same phrase. If a mammal doesn't produce it, it isn't milk, and it isn't. And yet you've got all these plant-based beverages, these juices made from soy and rice and nuts and oats that are calling themselves milk. They are not milk. And whether they're good for you or they're not milk. They should be called something else. There's a milk glut. Price now is about $16.50 a hundred rate for something that will cost you $22 to $24. That's 11 and a half gallons of milk in a hundred weight. $16. What does that come down to? Like a dollar and a quarter a gallon. And look at what they sell it for in the stores. 3-4 times that. Disgusting. We got to keep making our voices heard, folks. Doug Steffan here on The American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.